This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears was given powerful prescription drugs weekly during one point in her conservatorship, leaving her babbling about parallel universes, an ex-bodyguard says. Fernando Flores, who helped provide security for the 39-year-old, said a woman showed up with three antipsychotic medications and birth control pills every week. Yep, breakfast of champions. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are co-parenting their kids amid their divorce. Kardashian flew from New York to San Francisco to meet up with the rapper and their four kids. They grabbed breakfast and headed to the Asian Art Museum before it opened to the public. Following the tour, West flew to Las Vegas, where he hosted a listening party for his new album. And he still didn't show his face. Netflix's Bridgerton Season 2 resumed production after a one-day pause due to a very small number of positive COVID cases on set. All COVID-19 safety protocols were followed by the UK-based production, and those impacted have been isolated. No cast members on the Shonda Rhimes-produced romance series were among those affected. Oh, just the poor crew. Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso topped the Television Critics Association's list of nominees for its 37th annual TCA Awards with 5 nominations. Just behind the Jason Sudeikis series were HBO Max's Hacks, HBO's I May Destroy You and Mare of Easttown, and Disney Plus's WandaVision with 4 nominations apiece. May the best show win. Alanis Morissette, Nick Lachey, Grimes, and will.i.am will judge Fox's Avatar singing competition, Alter Ego. The competition premieres with the new season of Masked Singer this fall. Fox's latest wacky singing competition will feature contestants who won't perform as themselves, but as their avatars. Does it even matter if they can sing? Sports Illustrated put Megan Thee Stallion as one of 3 cover stars of its 2021 swimsuit issue. Megan is the first rapper and only the 2nd musical artist to ever front the iconic magazine, following Beyoncé in 2007. Tennis superstar Naomi Osaka and transgender model of color Lena Bloom are the others. Sticky. HBO paid James Gandolfini $3 million not to star in The Office. While he will always be remembered as Tony Soprano, he was offered the role of Michael Scott's replacement on The Office in 2011 after Steve Carell left the series. HBO paid Gandolfini to turn down the role to protect the Sopranos' legacy. Hey, they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Chris Wu, the Chinese-Canadian rapper and former member of K-pop supergroup EXO, has been accused of rape by a fan who claims she's not the only one. Now, some of Wu's biggest sponsors are pulling the plug on partnerships as more women have reportedly come forward. Wu, who has denied all accusations, will soon be day drinking. For good. Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent finds Demi Lovato's California sober lifestyle, in which they drink and smoke weed in moderation, extremely offensive. Kent, who has been sober since October 2018, added that there are people who won't even take NyQuil when they have a cold. She also said, "California sober is not a real thing." I'll say,
Idiot of the Week!
Caitlyn Jenner has paused her California governor campaign to fly to Australia for Celebrity Big Brother. COVID-19 restrictions have rendered travel to the land down under difficult as of late, unless you're a world-famous reality star, definitely not qualified to lead California. Idiot! three senior marketing executives at Netflix have been fired for engaging in mean office gossip about their colleagues on Slack. Yep, Ted Sarandos, chief content officer, said, quote, "These were critical personal comments made over several months about their peers publicly. Unacceptable," unquote. Can you say real mean girls? Famed music producer Rick Rubin has signed a deal with Endeavor Content to bring his Shangri-La recording studio into film and TV. The overall deal will see Rubin partner with Peter Berg's Film 45, which will provide Rubin with funding, executives, and infrastructure. But will they provide someone to trim Rubin's beard? Just Google it, you f***s. Speaking of Rick Rubin, Hulu is airing his new six-part docuseries, McCartney 321. The series will explore McCartney's music from his youth to his time in the Beatles, Wings, and through his career as a solo artist. The series also takes an in-depth look at McCartney's influences and creative process. Maybe I'm amazed. 321. Sorry. Months after announcing her pregnancy to surprised fans, Halsey finally welcomed her baby. The Without Me singer, 26, gave birth to her first child with boyfriend Alan Aden named Ender Ridley Aden. He's best known for writing films and TV shows such as Small Shorts on Netflix. Well, he's gonna have to put on his big daddy pants now.
The Trash Bin.
To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen was arrested after not turning over sex trafficking video evidence. The 61-year-old journalist was a no-show for a scheduled court appearance, but later turned himself into authorities and was released. He was supposed to present a video against three men charged with attempting to solicit underage girls for sex. Flake.
The news wrap-up.
New streaming subscribers chose Amazon and Discovery Plus the most in Q2. Apple iPhones can allegedly be hacked with spyware even if you don't click on a link. Zoom is buying cloud contact center provider Five9 for $14.7 billion. Dish Network will use AT&T as its primary network provider. Could there be a merger between Dish and DirecTV? You bet your crappy service.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The new film from M. Night Shyamalan, Old, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Pop Smoke's Faith enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
The Chalice by Daniel Silva is the biggest selling book in the USA.
Bashar Baraka Jackson, known professionally as Pop Smoke, was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. His career took off with the release of his debut mixtape, Meet the Woo, in 2019. His second mixtape, Meet the Woo 2, was released in February of 2020, becoming the rapper's first top 10 project in the U.S. Less than 2 weeks after the release of that mixtape, Pop Smoke was murdered during a home invasion in L.A. Fellow New York rapper 50 Cent was the executive producer of his posthumous debut album, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, which hit the top of the charts last July. Another song to surface is a duet with Red Hot Dua Lipa, which we love. Here's the late Pop Smoke featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Demeanor.
Well, my Trisha, shorty says she like my demeanor, and she look like a heater. I'm off the geeky. Shorty like, well, my Trisha, shorty says she like my demeanor, and she look like a heater. I'm off the geeky.
You can't say pop without smoke, so fill up your lungs. My diamonds will make you choke. You like the way I move. My demeanor is meaner than yours, so clap for the encore. You can't say pop without smoke, so fill up your lungs. My diamonds will make you choke. You like the way I move. My demeanor is meaner than yours, so clap for the encore.
Shorty, what she's shorty says she like my demeanor, and she look like a heater. I'm off the shorty says she like my demeanor, and she look like a, I'm off the
that was pop. Pop Smoke featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Demeanor. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.